כידוע, מצווה ציציס is one of the most חושב, one of the חושב מצווס חזל and thunder of Elio bring down in פרק חובוב. הקדש ברוך הוא אמר למוישה after the חיית העגל that the מקוישה was נכשל and חילו שבס because he did not have tefillin on his head and tefillin on his roi. The Talmud of Eliyahu says, "Lefichoch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan liYisrael mitzvah tzitzis, kedei sheyiyeh lohem tzitzis bebigdeihem, b'Shabbos she'einam loitzim tefillin." HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted at the time that they don't have tefillin b'roish or tefillin b'zroi, that they will have tzitzis bebigdeihem, so through that, there will not be michshol in the aveiros. So in our days that we go most of the day without tefillin, our meaning is that we wear it only during davening. So for sure, it's very important to wear tefillin the whole day. This is the shmirah. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that he has to have a shmirah. So he gave tzitzis, the ikar of the Shabbos, because they did not have tefillin b'roishon, but tefillin b'zroi. So this matter said that our meaning is not to go with tefillin the whole day. So we have to be mindful much more to have tzitzis the big day the whole time. The Lashon of Mishle Brure, in Simen Ches, Yivkot Nalef, in Simen Yudbeis, Yivkot Nyudalef, Kedei Shelo Yelech, Dalet Ames, Beloi Tzitzis. But it's the Indian that a person will not walk Dalet Ames, Beloi Tzitzis. And Shulah says, Nidberu, he brings down, and in Yom Zilber, the Machlekes Rishonim, what stated that the Iyad Ritche, at Kadosh Baruch Hu is Maimich, and Bito Mitzvah Sesa, the Gemara says that the Chiyuv of Tzitzis is only when he has a Beged of Dalet Kalfas. But the Iyad Ritche, at Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes, even for not Mekai the Mitzvah Sesa, and as a Machlekes Rishonim, if it means if a person does not put on Tzitzis, Kalis Kotten, Kalis Godel, if he doesn't put on his nenash, all the pshat is, if a person has a better dalet kalfas and he cuts off the corner, or if it's regular to go with such a clothing and he's not going with such a clothing, only then he's nenash. But some shishus rishonim hold that a person that is not walking with the beged of dalet kalfas is on shinah ha-be'ineh d'ritcha. And he says, Machlekes, the Tesis, I'm not going to the Shittas, and he finishes, the Lovadai Roshan and Mishnebures, Kedei Shalai Yedek Baradavas Baray Tzitzis. And he speaks to the Tshuva, the big Tshuva, that even when a person plays sports, he has to have Tzitzis on himself, when a person works himself out, he has to have Tzitzis on himself. He gives a couple ideas, the new undershirts, we'll get to them soon. But a person cannot be without the mitzvah of Tzitzis. That's not the main point, but we want to speak about Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Dalet, Simen Dalet, he says, Bidvar Lebishas Beged, Shechayet Betzitzis, Vadai Tzodakto, Sheaf Shemidine Ein Chiyuv Lilbish Beged Achayet Betzitzis. You're not required to wear such a Beged. Just if you have such a Beged, you have to put on Tzitzis. Mikol Mokoyim Kevan Shenoagu Kol Yisroel Lilbish Beged Achayet Betzitzis, Osu leshum adam laver hazeh de loigora mimini. Osu is osu to a person to go around without tzitzis. And we know Chazal bring down all of the zgulis, the person that wears tzitzis, shamalta minacher, zeichu veroi pnei ashkine, 2800 meshamshi, meshamshi moisai. We say every morning in the Yerotzim from the Talis Godu, Kishem Shani Miskasa, the Talis, Keneske, Boilu Mazeh, Keneske, Miskasa, Is Bechaluke, the Rabbono, the Talis, Lo, Boilu Mavo, the Gan Eden. So all of us know, and all of us are makpid to wear tzitzis the whole day. But in mitzvah tzitzis, how much it's an important mitzvah, a choshev mitzvah, Matzilose Minachet, 2800 Mishamshim, if you do not know the halachas of tzitzis, like you'll be surprised, hopefully not, but I'm sure that, yes, that a lot of the halachas, build up, that you did not know your tzitzis, you will figure out that most of the day, a lot of people are walking with arba kanfes beloy tzitzis, even though they have the strings hanging off their beggar. The tzitzis hanging off the arba kanfes. I'm not discussing the traders. I'm not going into that. I said, as one place that, you know, as one thing I like in your mother, there's so much tchelis here. How can you say that? As they feel tchelis without the job of tchelis. Aber Mikol Mokoy, this is one thing. The second thing is a lot of brochus levatole. If you're not chai the tzitzis and you think that it's a tzitzis, you may vorech a brochus levatole. And we'll see also hakelet. That a lot of times you think that you don't have to make a brocha, you mechuyev to make a brocha, and Mishnebu said that it's also a yisur. So I want just to mention what it says in the Sefer from Refoel HaMalach and Oish Tzadik, Erech Tzitzis. Af echot me'elef, einen mekayem mitzvah tzitzis koroi. So he's like Refoel HaMalach, Oish Tzadik, Erech Tzitzis. Af echot me elef eine me kaya mitzvah tzitzis karoi, ki kamo di gud yedinim yesh le mitzvah tzitzis, vetzorich levokesh echot beir shnayim de mishpoche, asher yezoyer le mitzvah tzitzis, shei kaya me mitzvah karoi, bechol proteo de digduke. So we will learn this thing together, and that's Hashem. So the main things that we want to speak about, as Hashem will be misgavir, the first shayla that we'll speak about is, we know we spoke about it 4 years ago, in the Yachikale, here in Aguda, mitzvah tzrichus kavana, that when you have the kind of mitzvah, the shachanoruch paskins, you have to have a kavana l'shem mitzvah. And if you have to have a kavana l'shem mitzvah, shachanoruch paskins, it's simen samach sif dalel, if you don't have a kavana, you're not yoitze yedei mitzvah. So if a person puts on a tzitzis and he does not have a kavanah, we'll see later the protein, he does not have the mitzvah of tzitzis. But it's not only that he does not have the mitzvah of tzitzis. Nimtza could be that he's oiver the issur of arba kanfes. So it means the people that are not shomer Torah mitzvahs and walk by day without tzitzis, they come up to the Shomayim, there's no problem. The fruit people, the weird sisters, and not the Chabad, they will go straight together. Because they're going to issue David Kanfas every day that they're wearing David Kanfas, the weird sisters. We'll see it to be like, yeah, the person that sleeps with sisters and he wakes up in the middle of the morning and he doesn't have a kavana. Or maybe a person that puts it on in the morning and doesn't have a kavana. Especially if a person has the undershirt tzitzis, and it's a regular beggar anyways. Or the Mishnevua speaks about people that go to have a aliyah, duchni, or they go over to the amud, and they put on the tzitzis, and they don't have a kavanah l'shem mitzvah. This is one thing that we'll see in a second. The second topic that we'll touch will be the big shayla. When you go over to the amud, you're a chazan, you take a talis. You make a brocha, you do not make a brocha. Another shayla is, when you borrow a talis from your friend, you make a brocha or you do not make a brocha. It's talis she'ula. We'll see this one of the beautiful sugyas of sukkah, of tzitzis, and Baruch Hashem, we'll see it to say that. And the main thing is what Sri Guru Chaim Kanievsky brings down, so you have two brothers in the house. Everyone has a pair of tzitzis. They put it in the washing machine, and it goes back in the drawer. And in the morning, everyone takes a pair of tzitzis. If you didn't take yours, and you took your brothers, and you made a brocha, it's a brocha levatola. It's a brocha levatola. So to be mevayel all of these in Yomim, we'll start by Ezes Hashem to learn the Sugya Kaseida with the Siyata Dishma. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simen Samach Seif Dalet. Mitzvahs Tzriches Kavama. The Dereise Kaimelon Mitzvahs Tzriches Kavama. Vim Loikiven Loyot. So Rabbi Seinu cleared the Chakir. And every mitzvah, the Moshe, a person puts on tzitzis, and he doesn't have a kavona. I don't mean that he forgot. Ich will nicht kommen in the mitzvah. Yeah? Then later we'll speak what happens when you put it on in the morning. I'm putting on the tzitzis, I don't want to have the mitzvah. I don't want to shake it. So a mitzvah he doesn't have. He has the issur of wearing dalet kantas below tzitzis or not. He doesn't have the mitzvah of tzitzis. But he has the issur ki ilu he's wearing dalet kantas below tzitzis. Or he doesn't have the issur. What is the tzitzode ashar? From one hand to say, he doesn't have the mitzvah. So he's wearing out the kantas without the mitzvah. So the maybe he will have aveir. Or we'll say no. Lamosh, a person finds out later and he gives it back. And he says, Ich will nicht hotter the mitzvah. I don't like mitzvahs. And he gives back the aveir. He's oyden an isur of hoshet shirem. No, how is going to mitzvah? How is going to aveir? So a person that puts on tzitzis, he says, I don't want the mechaven l'shem mitzvah. So, כידוע, my Rebbe Reb Shemizan Oyerbach was mainly this shayle min chashrim es simen alef, si achalof es simen tzamach, il chashalich es kashrim in the back. Rebbe Chonon already was mesupik in this shayle in kovit shiur in ksubes, ois kuf yud. If when a person puts on tzitzis and he's not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, if he just doesn't have the mitzvah, or he's also even Yisrael Dalet Kankas. Shulazam Oyer Bach brings him Minchas Shleime, the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shichofei, is Mesupik, if a person sits in a Sukkah, that is a Mitzvah Abo Ba'aleim. Gozo. He wears a tzitzis, that is Gozo. He doesn't have a Mitzvah, Mitzvah Abo Ba'aleim. It's only that he doesn't have the mitzvah, or he also has a aveira kilu oicha b'toicha bais. He also has the aveira kilu he wears the kantas below tzitzis. Zot the minchas chinuch. No, he just doesn't have the mitzvah, but he's not oicha b'toicha bais. He just doesn't have the mitzvah, but he's not oicha yisur dalet kantas. The minchas chinuch wants the answer with that. Tesis is kasha and sukkah daftes. As opposed to lochel b'leya gozer. Chag ha-sukh is tasa lechol lechol b'leya gozer. You're not allowed to make sukkah, schach, at least, from gozer dike schach. Frek, this is a kasha. Why you need a posuk that you're not allowed to make a sukkah with gozer dike schach? Hey, put him, it's a mitzvah abo ba'aveira. So you're going to make a sukkah, posh. As mitzvah abo ba'aveira, if he will sit in such a sukkah, he doesn't have a mitzvah, but he didn't eat in the house. But at the posuk, he doesn't have tzitzis, but he didn't eat that kantas. Now as a droshe, in a chover or a gozu, so like you're not allowed to make schach from metal, you're not allowed to make schach from gozu. So it becomes like metal. So steht in the chasrich, that without the mute of a chover or a gozu, if you sit in a sukkah, that you're not declaring the mitzvah as a mitzvah above a aveira, you don't have a mitzvah, but you don't have a aveira. Zogim Shum Zalman. But Tesis that did not answer it, Vice Tois learns that when I don't have the mitzvah, I have a aveira. When I'm not declaring the mitzvah, I have the aveira. Maybe there's ways to be doich and prove it, but I don't have that. Zogim Shum Zalman Goyobach, Vechein Istaber, Hashem didn't say wear tzitzis. What he said, when you wear deged arba kantas, put hamstrings. When you want to eat, eat in a sukkah. So what he told you, when you want to eat, eat in mitzvah sukkah. If you want to eat, eat inside mitzvah sukkah. If you want to wear a deged arba kantas, put hamstrings. So Hashem said, when I do such a deged, I have to have two mitzvahs. When I want to eat, I have to eat with a kiyum mitzvah sukkah. Mele zokum shum zalman. If you wear a beged and you don't have a kavonah, you're wearing a beged without the mitzvah. You even isu arba kantas. Because the big mitzvah says of tzitzis is to wear a beged on the mitzvah. What is the getter? When I wear such a beged, put on strings. Mikayim the mitzvah. With such a beggar, I have to mekayim the mitzvah. If a husband should beg it on Kiyum HaMitzvah, I'm going to do this.
So you
like
for
Kalayim
also?
What?
Do you also like for Shabbos?
The fear of Shabbos is not going to be like for Shabbos. Vutru, I don't know what tales of Vutru you heard already, but if you have to come to Shabbos, why are you not able to believe on Kalayim? That is the reason I'm leaving that part. But be a soil, you're right. Be a soil. Keiner und Mitzvah Zichus gewonnen bei der Reise. Ohne bei der Rabbanen in der Zichus. Schochan Oruch, Orachayim, Sim, in Samach, Sim, Dalle. No, 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 Schochan, Mishne Bura Meakev. Bei der Reise. Ah, we'll get it, Abstern, we'll get it in a second. We'll get it in a second. We'll get it in a second. Me mei des Dokter Mishne Mazalmen, en ich treba l'chono, Motsosi Biur Aloche. Die Biur Aloche in Sim, in Samach. ואם קורו לנו אסלטויו ולקח תליסו יוטליס הכל לנו אסלבימו שעוז זמנו יבואו ומסתום העין המחל ומלבישו עושה וקיים המצווס עשר של ציציס במילא אויבר על המצווס עשר והאוילום אינו מזורים לזה וניסה זה במוצחוס מגיד העליה אז מה דרך לבישה לקח תליסוי או תליס הכל. ומילא, זאת רבי חונן רבי שם זלם, שתי דין משברור. If a person puts on a talis and is not מחנה לשם מצווה, he's over איסור דלת קנקס בלויצית. מויסיף רבי שם זלם ואוילך. דבח, brings down the Simen Ches, the Simen of Kupay Ches, that in Mitzvah Sukkah, it says, Leman Yehudu de Yoseichem ki basukki si shabki es bnei Yisroel. In Tzitzis it says, Leman Tizkiru vasise. It's not enough to have a kavona l'shei Mitzvah Sukkah v'l'shei Mitzvah Tzitzis. You have to have a kavona Leman Tizkiru vasise. You have to have a kavona leman yedu de reseichem. Zog de prime godin, it's not naakev bedievet. Zog de bikuri yankev, it's naakev bedievet. The man is otom shum zahmen, if a person puts on a tzitzis, and he's not the chavet, it's not of a shem mitzvah, leman tizkeru, if he sits in a sukkah, and he doesn't think, leman yedu de reseichem, kibas lukh de shabti, lefini bikuri yankev, he's oichem betoy chabayis. And he puts on tzitzis in the morning, and he doesn't think, Leman tizkeru, he's over isu arba kanfes every minute. I remember when I was a bachman in Yeshiva Skoltaira, the vekker, when he would wake us up in the morning, the way it worked like this, he would come in, a quarter to seven, the shem mitzvah tzitzis, say to Leman tizkeru. This is the way, I don't know how it goes. I asked in the mir, they told me they don't say it. They told me maybe in brisk, but then I found out it's no vector. So I don't know. The most, my family, this is the way my father brought us up, but we walk into the house in sukkahs, we sit down, all the kids sit around, and we ask the kids, why are we sitting in the sukkah? And they say, Leman Yehudu de Reseichem, Ki Basukah Seshavti. And then he asks, what is the Pshat? And one says, Zeichel Anon Yaakovet. The other one says, Sukah Mamash. What is the Chiddush, the Rashbam? The Shem Mitzvah Sukah. And this is the way we eat. We don't like to speak with the Chabayis. I think all the Peter is the meaning to do it in the first line of Sukah. So anyway, this was the meaning when I was a kid. This is the way we put on tzitzis in Yeshiva Skoltera, Rav Shlomo Zalman's Yeshiva. Quarter to seven. Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, Mamah Tizku. And there was one beggar that stopped to say the end and the fire. What?
It was on purpose.
On purpose.
I want to go back to
school. We're going to get. Now, Lama lost in the bath, I mean. Lama lost in the kavana of the bath. But the kavana is a mitzvah. So what some people want to say, when you start to say, maybe, as Ezeid Chayodom says, that when I walk into shul for Kriyas Megillah, and before they start to lay Megillah, I forgot to think, Das ist Spanne, der Eide der Hoche erwartet. First becomes the Schäufer and he forgets that. Aber der Chazen gibt es der Klapp und der Eulam und der Chazen für die Sache. Aber der Chayotam says that it's a stomach. So what do you want to say? When we put on such a banger, it's a stomach that we mechav on the Shein Mitzvah. It's a stomach that we mechav on the Shein Mitzvah. Even if Shabur says that it's Simen Samach, not to be so much on the stomach, but Allah is on it. Another answer someone wanted to say, the bracha that we make is kiluach. When the Mishnah says when you make brachas and mitzvahs, this is the kavanah. Yeah, but this doesn't help for all of us. But we already, Baruch Hashem, are married, and we're with Talis Gadol, and we know the halacha that we have at Talis Gadol. You did not make a bracha at Talis Gadol in the morning. As I the halacha of all the gedolim of the seinu, the eight mitzvahs and the tzatzah from that, we did not make a bracha at Talis Gadol. We make it at Talis Gadol and we pop at Talis Gadol. So we made it in the morning. We did not have a kavanah as the bracha. And even when we make the bracha at Talis Gadol, I don't know how much we remember to have a kavanah that we also wearing the Talis Gadol. So some get to a chagrin and it's printed in Das Noiko, and he get the eitzah, you know, the sidurim they have in the morning from the buchacha, kol mokem shalim ar yud kivokke and mechav and Hashem 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 in the morning they have like five lines, they say, kol mokem shalim ar yud kivokke and mechav and Hashem Hashem Hashem. So if I could say, kol mokem me'ayoyim ve'ad le'moisi, when I wear a tzitzis, mechav and Hashem 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 Hashem. Reb Chaim says he doesn't think it will help, but sorry. I said it anyway, misofek. Let's say it now. Kol mokim shalim, kol pam shalim b'tzatzis, and mecham l'shem mitzotzitzis, tariskot, tariskot. You don't want to lose. Maybe 5% you will gain. So if that is not an eitzah. So what do you want to say? The eitzah is, mi stomach I have a kavona when I put on the tzitzis. It's a stomach. Or, when I make a brocha. Zogdem Shlomizam and Auerbach, that cannot be the eight. Why? First, what Shlomizam and Auerbach says, when you put on the talis kotlin and the mikveh, Mishnebura says in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Ches, you're not allowed to blow shofar and beis hamelechetz. For you, Mishnebura, b'shem demate Ephraim, why not allowed to blow shofar and beis hamelechetz? Zogdem Mate Ephraim, as in Mishnebura learns pshat. Because mitzvah tzichus kavona, kavona can be with Eile, you can't do it in Beis HaMelchus. Frank of Shumazam and Erbach, so how you can put on the talis in Beis HaMelchus? How you put on the tzitzis in Beis HaMelchus? Mitzvah tzichus kavona? So some want to say, if it's a stomach, that happens in Beis HaMelchus without thinking. You don't have to think. Reb Chaim said that maybe kavona is not even a day only in shofar, that you're not used to doing it, so when you start to think about the psukim. I think maybe it's not a kasha bichlal, because the molcha holds on the Shabbos that you can't put on tzitzis, like you said, you're allowed to walk without the derayis, and you're allowed to work with a beggar to go around with a beggar to have a kantis without tzitzis. Why? Because there's no issue to go without a kantis without tzitzis. The mitzvah is when I have such a beggar to put on chutim. Although Shabbos that I can't put on chutim, but then I say, Ir she'en bo chutim. Also, Morgan Avraham says, you're allowed to go with beggar she'en bo. Even with some methods, you can't have a kavonah, so you're allowed to wear such a beggar. What's the way to Shun is all right? I'm not allowed to have a mitzvah methods, how I put on such a beggar. If I can't, I'm allowed to. What? Malchus Zogish can get chilim because it's a tzvi on you to organize it before Shabbos. But it's not something you could do in Beis HaMelchus. We're in tidal water. No, that the Malchus doesn't say.
Because the
Malchus
meant when you're wearing it.
Because Rabbonon said not to wear such a beged to take care of it before Shabbos. But the mikveh could never. But Luyitzer is never the way to work. No. Again, because he had to take care of it before Shabbos. Chazal made a takone not to wear. But I heard that the Goy of Lander, that on the Chacham of Bnei Brak, you know, he wears tzitzis under the shirt. It's one time a week that he wears the tzitzis on top of the shirt. It's Friday afternoon. All the Bochum and Slabotka take pictures of him. Someone asked him, what is the pshat? Why Friday afternoon? The Talis. He said, he's a literate, he only goes on Shabbos for the mikveh. So he can't put on the tzitzis, he can't have a kavanah. So he puts on the shirt and he goes out, he puts on the tzitzis. So Friday afternoon, the tzitzis is on top of the shirt. Because he can't be over the Yisuf without covering the tzitzis. He's not a goy. So he doesn't want to put on the tzitzis. He doesn't know. So he doesn't want to go on the shirt yet, so he puts on the shirt and he goes outside. He gets dressed properly. He's a chashmir, he's not going to the steps to put on the shirt and put his back and forth. When he was young, didn't he? We'll go to the next shayla. So you want to say it's a stomach lishmo? No! Zodim Shem Azamah doesn't stream in this America. Second question. You're allowed to put on a tzitzis psula on a kid? I have an issue in my house, I'm not going to do it now. You know, the little kids, the tzitzis are puzzled, and I see my wife puts it on. Sometimes I have to tell her, we know it's a lot of isul sphir biyodai. You're not allowed to give kids to eat macholas asulut. You're allowed to feed a kid chutz lasukya or not. So, mishnubur mikzam b'shedem o'gelabon, if it's a gear of chinuch, you're not allowed to feed it. You take food in the kitchen, you don't have to mix it. You're not allowed to feed it. But if it's a little kid, you're allowed to feed it. You're not allowed to feed him nevelis mitzvahs. So some say that it's only a bitul mitzvah. It's not called the isu. And some say no, even to eat outside the sukkah is considered an isu. So why are you allowed to feed the kid? Because he's any chayim the sukkah, cut himself to him, or he's moved up from the mitzvah. Nechliku Rabbi Seinu, you're allowed to give a kid to wear a tzitzis without alba kantus or not. Again, when the tzitzis is kashir, it's a lot of times in the houses, you see, and not only that, you buy from the kid a tzitzis, you know that is in the store, you never know who made it. When someone told me that was, it's like Yoyrev, it was Megaya, and then she asked my husband, what is this? Oh, it's a tzitzis, yeah, I remember years ago when I was in the, I don't want to say where, it was a store, the whole time I was tying the tzitzis for everyone there. I was sitting in the back room and doing the tzitzis for everyone. Before she was Megaya, yeah? So the shayla is, you buy tzitzis without a hechsher for the kid, you know, you buy them here in the store, you machshir the kid without buying kankas b'lei tzitzis. As a machleiros. I'm glad you feed the shittis that it's also. So how do you give your little kid a tzitzis? He can't be mechaven, there's no stomach by the kid. He's oyver al the kankas, lefid him yuchaschim, lefid him shom azamah, he's oyver isu b'al kankas b'lei tzitzis. Not chinuch! You're allowed to give him a shit. You're allowed to give him to eat chazir. 1 second, you're allowed to give him to eat chazir. You put on him a bag of dalat kamfes, and he's not mechaven the shem mitzvah. If you don't have kavanah, you don't have the mitzvah. You don't have the mitzvah. You need chazir. What chinuch? Forget about chinuch.
Don't
have kavanah
the rest.
What does that have a smakna? You have kavanah. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. That's a smakna helps in kinyoni. To kill you because you're making chalois magma. You can have a das. I have a kavanah now that when you shake the lulav, I will do all the yichudim. It doesn't work. But maybe they send this gash to the Chaim Kamenetsky. Das noito. They ask the gash.
According to you, a child can't eat the sukkah. Why? He doesn't have kavanah. He's eating outside.
Very good. Exactly. So I said the answer to the kid is. I want to explain this. So I'll tell you, the answer is because the kid is part of the mitzvah. The kid is part of the mitzvah.
But he's doing a very thing outside. He has no kavanah.
I want to read the lashon they asked of Chaim Kanievsky. I think of Chaim Kanievsky is quite serious, but. Haim yesh isul sphir betzitzis lehavish lekotten. So, what was the shayla there? Maybe, Zotel Chaim, maybe what could be the tzad of its mutter? Without prisoners, without Dalat Kant, without tzitzis. If we say, it's only the longest of the morning shiurim, that the mitzvah is to put a chutin on the beggar. So when I'm putting the beggar on the kid, it's not even the isu yet. The issue starts from a moment later that he's not putting on the chukim. This I'm not doing, this he's doing. The issue sphere is defeated. I'm not feeding him. I'm putting on him a beggar dalit kanfas. He has the beggar dalit kanfas. He doesn't have. Now he has a mitzvah to put on the tzitzis. He did not put on the tzitzis. So he's over the issue. He did not put on the tzitzis memela, he's like with the issue.
Isn't the issue of eating swallowing?
Yeah.
So when you're feeling
this, this is called. This is called.
Like later.
Said, but here the vote is that the mitzvah is to be matil tzitzis and the beggar. While the mitzvah is to be matil tzitzis and the beggar, this is the chesed of the mitzvah. To be matil tzitzis and the beggar, so it's a big tzad to say that while the mitzvah is to be matil tzitzis and the beggar, it's not called the sphere. So the main we back to the shayla. If we'll say. What? And if it's lifnei ivar and a kotel, then it's lifnei ivar, but it's a sphere is there. It's not lifnei ivar and a kotel, but it's not a mitzvah, it's only a sphere. It's not lifnei ivar and a kotel, it's only a sphere. If you feel a cotton, my father says,
if the chiv is to put the tzitzis on the beggar, what's the whole shaitas of kavana in the rubbish of tzitzis at all? Where does kavana come into it? I have a beggar, the beggar is mitzuyas, I'm going to the
mitzvah. We'll get to that slow. But the mice in the chaskimuch in the bureau of the say, that you're in, right? You ask the good, I'm not saying, you ask the great shot. The third shayla of Shlomazal and Oyerbach is done. Be'ezus Hashem, in the end of the shir, I will give you a givaldike eitze, what you do with your kids, not to have the problem that every morning you machshu them on Lifnei Ivar, yeah? I think it's a posh eitze. The third shayla is, of Shlomazal and Oyerbach says, even if you say that there's a stomach mishma, like you're trying to say, a person goes to sleep with tzitzis. And he wakes up in the morning. Now he slept the whole night with tzitzis. When he put it in the morning, the day before he had a kavanah. By night he's potter with mitzvahs. Tzitzis. Most shittah soul, laila loves man tzitzis. So by the night he's potter from the mitzvah tzitzis. He wakes up in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, he's wearing the beggar dalit kanfas. Where's the kavanah? Where is the kavanah? There's no kavanah. There's no kavanah. What? So then he will have it with 5 hours from the time he wakes up from 6 to 7. He's wearing down kavanahs below tzitzis. So every minute, how it goes? Every minute is aveira. So 60 aveiras, 60 pieces of chazan. As they find from Shemazam. Also, some people have this undershirt tzitzis. That's when it became a part of what you wear. Especially if you have like, and you just wear it regularly instead of undershirt. So to say that it's an umdana when he bought it, it is like the bachacha. When I bought it 10 years ago, I did it because it's a tzitzis, but when you put it out in the morning, you don't have a kavana. So mikoyach all of these kashas, Reb Shlomazal and Oyerbach wants to be mechadish. The loy ke abir aloche. And with a sword that some of you were trying to say, and he said the following. You write that mitzvah tzriches kavone, in a lot of these cases, you will not have the mitzvah. You will not have the mitzvah. But, while the mitzvah is the osul and tzitzis al kanfi bigdei, I have tzitzis already. What Hashem wants me now? Again to put more tzitzis? No, boss. If I'm not mechaven, I'm not going to the mitzvah. So I'm not going to the mitzvah. But to say that I have aveda, he can't say I have aveda. He doesn't want more from these strings. He says it's like the guy that was meshim aveda and was said, Hashem, I don't want the mitzvah. Ah, yoyver hashem teshivim. A guy was mechassid adam, said, ich will nicht kisri adam. I don't want to have the mitzvah of kisri adam. So he has a lavei. I'm just going to, but the adam is not the gula. So So the Meister from the Zalman, from Yanke Fischer, and the Michas Chinuch, basically they learned that if you're not the kind, if you're not a Kavona, you don't have the mitzvah, but you don't have Aveh. The Umas, the Rebbechonon, and the Bilalotah learned, if you're not a Kavona, you have Aveh. So from the second Dischelek, the Vayah will say the following. Lekatchila is the Indian Lechav and Hashem Mitzvah Tzitzis Uleman Tizkeru like the Vekir and Kodayas. Any time we put it out, like we have a Yid like Yadoy Vlando, that will not put it even in the Mikveh. I have the Mikveh and Lechav. It's the Lady Mura Eitzis in the Mikveh. That is Lekatchila. To say that the people that don't do that do Aveiris, we can't say that. They have a stomach, so the Mela they don't have Aveiris because they have a stomach. Also we have the Svara of the Broche, and also we have the Rosh Mazan and Ayabach, that even if they don't have the Kiyama Mitzvah, but Aveira they don't have, it's Chabad. They don't have the Shmita. Now we know why they do Aveira sometimes. Yeah, they don't have the Shmita the whole day. But Aveira they don't have. We'll go to the next step, and then we'll go back. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Yudalek, Seif Gimel, Hashoyer Mechavei Loi Talis She'eino Metzuyeset. Listen carefully. A person borrows from his friend a Talis She'eino Metzuyeset. It's Shulchan Aruch Simen Yudalet Seif Gimel. Hashoyer Mechavei Loi Talis She'eino Metzuyeset. Potu Mila'aniach Botzitz. Kol Shloishiyon. Shoah Lokshi Metzuyetzes. Mevorech Oleomiyah. We'll start with the first halacha. Hashoyer Mechavei Loi Talis She'eino Metzuyetzes. You borrow from your friend a talis that doesn't have strings on it, doesn't have chutei tzitzis. Kol Shloishiyon she's pturo mitzitzis. Le'achar Shloishiyon mederabonu mischayev betzitzis. Zogt mo gen avro. Ve amatim bo tzitzis u mevorek lo yifsi. Kmo yishenosh im yechol lois mevorek al mitzvas eser she azman grome af shashturz. So again, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a talis she eino metzuyetzes, you borrow from your friend, you put on mitzitzes. Mit der Rabbala und Kol Shloi Shigoy. Sogt dem Ogen Avrom, aber in Hittil Bozitzis, Jochoi Levorech, der Leugora Minoshim, she has mit Mevoches, am Mitzvah Sreze, she has man Gromos. Listen carefully. You have a Tali She'eino Metzuyetzet, you borrow it from your friend, you're allowed to, you pop up the first 30 days, you don't have to put on tzitzis. Sogt dem Ogen Avrom, but if you want, you could put on tzitzis and you could make a bracha like ladies. Ladies are not noshim and not chayim esrei. But if they want to do, so you're not chayim with tzitzis. It's not susro, but you could. And this is what the mokir is. The mokir is tesis and chulin. Tesis and chulin brings down kuf yudam ud beis. Le'inyan bracha nira she'ein levorach. אף על פי שנושי מבוכס על מצווה סעשה שאין הזמן גרומת, מכל מקום אם לא ידום איטליס שאו לו לנושי. Why? Sukkos, the men are chayev, the ladies are not chayev. If they want, they could make a bracha. Talis שאו לו, no one is chayev. So while no one is chayev, you cannot make a bracha. ומכל מקום המבורך לא יפסיק. If you want to cook, שאלה וואל. So the Levush says, because the owner is chayev. זוג דבל, זה טועס. The owner is chayev and it says, not שאולו. שאולו no one is chayev. Tell it שאולו no one is chayev. As a דיר סוסחו. What the owner can mention it, because by the owner is שלוי. Aber tell it שאולו you cannot make a brother. Aber the nice thing, the Mugil Avram says, no, he's. So again, if you borrow a talis she'ulo, You borrow a talis without chutim, you put on mitzitzis kol shloishim yom. You put on mitzitzis kol shloishim yom. Zog dem in Avron, but if you want, you could put on chutim, and if you put on chutim, you could make a bracha. De lo yigor aminosh. So we said, it's not mamish like noshi, but it's lo yigor aminosh. All of that is, I borrowed a beged without chutim, I don't have to put on tzitzis. What would be if you borrowed a beged with chutim? You could make a bracha, you cannot make a bracha. Slowly, slowly. Don't get that. Prachut, prachut. You could? Belongs, belongs. Again, if I borrowed a beged without chutim, I'm putting the tzitzis kol shloishim yom. If I want, I could put on chutim and make a bracha. The lego aminosha. They says, it's not mamish, it's a little bit, you want, you could. What would be if you borrow a beged with chutim? Let me look it up. The same thing, lego aminosha. It's tali shu'ulo. I could make a bracha. I don't have to, because no, here no one is chayev. Zot rabkine eger and derech achayim. You're not allowed to make a bracha. Listen good. Why am I not allowed to make a bracha? I don't understand Zot rabkine eger. Noshim could make a bracha the first day of Sukkot. If an Esau shows, she could make a bracha. The first day. Why not? She doesn't have a mitzvah anyway, but if she wants, she could. So why am I on an ethnic show she can? If you have a beggar, you own a beggar. Now you don't have screens, you borrowed my screen. Do you answer or not? No? You borrowed screen, lecho. Shukhno, simen yudalev, chutim, gzulim, vishulim, einem yaitzim. You can use my chutim. You can use my chutim, there's no shukhno, simen yudalev. Achutim tzurim shiru shaloi. Mida rabon. Im osa mitzemot gozu, tzim lo hemi shaloi. So, as I say, you're not allowed to have an esrik show, you're not allowed to have chutim shiru. So if you borrow a tzitzis from your friend, with chutim, how do you make a bracha? You can make a bracha on an esrik show on the first day? No. So now you borrow the beged, forget about that I borrowed the beged. But now I'm using chutim shulim. Chutim shulim, you can't make a bracha.
After 30
days. Rabbonon. Takone de rabbonon. How you put in bracha on Chanukah? Takone de rabbonon. The second day you're allowed to make a mess with shul. De rabbonon.
The
takone is on the beged after 30 days. You're right. Some want to be machmir even that. But it could be they were never mechayev the chutim made from the beggar. We don't have goyim for Hashem. We don't have goyim for Hashem. You're right. We don't have goyim for Hashem. And I did a rochi what? I'm asking beggar show before if you machmir or not. In a second, I will show you that no one has tzitzis here. But in a minute, no one has tzitzis here. Sorry, 5 minutes. But, and it doesn't help. But I want to be masked. This is before we start the comfortable rehome. So Rabbi Behavior is yelling at the Mughal Avon. How the Mughal Avon could say? So again, Shukhanov said, Beged Shol, Simen Yudale, Seif. Maybe we'll see it inside. Shlomo will tell us exactly what it is. Simen Yudale, Seif, Gimel. 382. No. 130. Hashoyim mechavei loitali she'enu metzuyetzes, 130. Hashoyim mechavei loitali she'enu metzuyetzes, potur mile'atim botzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah Seif Kotes brings down the Mogen Avraham, ve'amatim botzitzis u'mevorech lo yipsi, k'mo inosh. This is on a beged, and you put your own chuti.
How is Suffolk lo yipsi?
Why lo yipsi?
How does that work? It's a Suffolk. How is it?
Not suffering. The Taisa says you don't have to, but you could. So we said it's not mamish doimel anoshim, but it's a little bit doimel anoshim. It's my chutim. This beggar is like the first day that the ladies don't have to, but they could. Zot rabkine eger, We have the Abgewege inside. Where we have the Abgewege? Explain where we have the Abgewege. Abgewege in Simon Yudalet.
386 it says.
ולדוני לבגד שאול, ששום אין חיוב אלא יש רסוס, וגם זה הוא יחידוש. אבל כשהחוטים שאולים, הרי לא יוצא בהם, שיש דין שהחוטים צריכים להיות שלוי. וזה לא שואל, גם באיגר יסוי דימרי התייסלס, לדם היסטלי שאולו לנושי. וזהו רק בטלי שאולו, ומדי בו ציציס משלוי, זה ציציס קשיירים. אלא דעתה לסבוטו, משום רשי לבורך. אבל בשוי הטליס מצוייצס ישלוי מר, והציציס אינם שלוי ופסולים לוי. אלא יוכל אלא אוהב שוי, כאילו שטלי שאול לא פטורו מן הציציס. הוא כן פשיטה שאינו יכול לבורך. ולזה פסקי למשתבור על ההלוך על המעס. That you cannot banish. The guy will magnet to you, we'll get to that, that the smoke that people want to say that he has a dust to be magnet. We'll get to it in a second. But if he doesn't have a das to be makhlech, you cannot be yoitzis. Morgan Avrom says, Mr. Hashem, for his time, we'll be miyashin to Morgan Avrom, the Derech HaChayim, the Tilo Ledovid, Rav Kiva Eger, Atomea, how the Morgan Avrom said, Bishlei, in the first halacha, no, it's also a chidush, that Atavi Shehulo, as a wife of Pnam Chiltim, is like Noshim in the first day. It's Noshim Choshem Menachai. Here the beggar is not a beggar Shem Chiyut. No, maybe even so, even if it's not a beggar Shem Chiyut, if you want, you could. Are the Chutim Shulim? Chutim Shulim, how you can make a block on it? And then he flagged up to me, hey, you're Kushi Atzuma. What? The Kash Ne Mechadu, Rav Kiva Eger flagged him, he said different shot, exactly.
What happens after 30 days?
So could be you have to put your own Chutim, and could be the Rabbana said you could.
Why are you?
The Talish Shulim of the Shulchan Aruch was you buy the Talish, you put on your own Chutim. What if you buy everything together? So you could say that the Rabbana said you could use Chutim Shulim also.
Because you're
going to
stay at the back.
Right? So before we go by, came the Mishneh Brura and Simen Yud Aleph. So we know what Aloha, I think all of us understand, the Chutim has to be mine. Right? So, Beged Shol Shaila, if everything is Bauer, I can't be Yaitza, I don't have a mitzvah bichlam. So the Tveger don't make a problem. Simen Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're not allowed to use Chutim Gzuli. So if you have a Beged, and you pinched in someone else's strings, and you made a tzitzis. It's good or it's not good? Posul. Maskin? Posul? I'm sure that your maskin is posul? So far. I went and I paid him and I bought it now. I'm your answer or not? Zot the deal, aloche, sofek, taisi, veloin, in aloche, vetzorek, yun, godo. Today I saw as a new Mishneh Brura that came from Machon Yerushalayim, they're doing Mishneh Brura and the Sfardim, or in the Mizrach. Here it says Tzorachim, here the Kefachayim says, for sure you're not going to say. Not Tzorachim, the Vada Elo Yatsa. Pasul Ta'aseh Velo Min Asur. Ta'aseh Velo Min Asur. Klo, Zog the Mishneh Brura, Lefi that, not only Gozo, Shaul is also. So if you have a beggar and you go to the store and you buy chutim and you put it on the beggar and you didn't pay it yet, zot the dior halacha, v'al chutim midoraisa, you need kinyan moes. So if you didn't pay him and you made the tzitzis, it's mosul, and it doesn't help to pay him later. Al staisa v'loim la'osul. Zot the type of yes in the asloise, v'kredit kata checks, so it doesn't help on the I want to explain. And the Esrog is not a problem. Because you buy the week before Sukkot and it goes through till Sukkot. If you have credit, yeah? Here, you buy it and you put it out right away.
When you
wait, it doesn't help.
Same for Sukkot.
But wait, this is not a problem. Wait a second. You go So you have couples. We'll start the couple cases. You come with, you know, you got this beautiful talisman. You go to ice cream, you ask him to put on the strings for you.
It's also Mr. Baba Meir.
Rav Shlomo says that Torah is also Mr. Baba Meir, but not everybody agrees with it. But again, you have a beautiful talis. You go into Eifel and you want to buy food. So again, a lot of times you tell them, just put in the string. When I come back, I'll pay. That, Nikula Alma, you will not do it. If that is the case, take up the tzitzis now. If that is the case, that you came in and you asked them to put on the chutim and then you will come back and you will pay, you will not do it. Nina Smachta, it was his. When he put it on the baguette, it was his. Well, I'm getting to that. That's why I said, so no one has tzitzis. Wait.
So what's called pay?
Let me to Masada. We didn't start the shiur today.
It's the same thing as buying a ready-made pair of tzitzis.
We'll get there.
A person bought, has a beautiful tzitzis, and he goes in. I want to speak in a couple of the cases, we'll speak them out clear. You have a beggar, and you want to go to the store, and you want to put on chutim. You got a beautiful beggar, it's a slow, you bought a ganzer beggar, and you go in, you want. You'll put on chutim, niputz lishmo, you'll learn the halachas. You don't buy a ready-made, yeah? Who buys a ready-made tzitzis? You don't know who put it on. I told you before that Giyoris put it on, yeah? You buy, you want to put it on yourself, or you want the Eichmann to put it on for you. And if you don't pay him, and you tell him put it on, and then you pay, you will not do it. So the Fidus Mishkabura, I said, it's so the Chiyun Gobel, and the Fidus, I didn't see it myself inside, but I said, all the Mizrach, the Holy Mishalayim, it being Shem Kefachayim, for sure you will not do it.
When he's back at you, he'll be back at you.
There's no.
That's a credit card.
I don't see I can in the Dallas, he doesn't know. I think we'll come to the Dallas. So next year people will have to. Okay, we have a sorry, he's here.
Why so
passionate? He's here. Say the second show.
What's another question? Credit card not
now. And that the time can he ask you super. If you paid already, you passed the credit card, or you gave a check, Legabi is like you, we know that they are not here to pay. But wait. But the problem is bigger. I go into a store in Meisholim, it's called Rubinstein, and I go to buy tzitzis there. I want the best tzitzis, and I want the best chutim. Now, the best chutim are made by Valis. And I buy the brisket baguette, and I tell them, put it together for me. Now, the way it works today in the stores, forget about credit, I know the way it works in the stores, the baguette he got from Mishkan Acheres, what was
here.
What? That is here. Are you here with this one? Oh.
Later,
one second. Here we try to be natural. Now, the chutim he gets from the Valis family. Now, the way it works, so what do you say? What is the problem? I tell him to do it to me. He owns both. And then I pay. Who is the best thing? The problem is, in most of the cases, he didn't pay it for the beggar, and he didn't pay for the chutim. Right? You know that this is the way it works.
Who didn't pay?
Here's Mishkan Acheres. You don't pay. After you sell, you pay.
It's business credit.
That way business works. So what? But they give him permission to sell it. Forget about Kinyan Kesef. Before the Chumre of the Kinyan Kesef. I'm speaking now without the Chumre of Kinyan Kesef. Kinyan Kesef is a Chumre. He has a right to sell it to me. But so if I bought it, forget about Kinyan Kesef. They give him permission to sell it to me. But if I tell him, listen, I want tzitzis number 7, with this chutim lipus lishmo, I'll be back in an hour. He puts it together. Now, he doesn't own yet, not the beggar and not the chutim.
Why does he know that?
He didn't do a Kenyan yet. He explained. The way it works, he's a Seichel, he could give it back to his son. One second. Give me 1 second to explain the problem. So if he puts the chutim on, he puts Valis as chutim and Mishkan Atzeres as beged. It's shown. It's not the same moment. It will never be kosher. Only if you undo it. The eitzah is, he gives you the beged, you make a kinyan. He gives you the chutim, he makes a kinyan. You give him a dollar to make the kinyan. If you go into the stores and Mishkan and say, give me tzitzit, I want like your Nissen Kaffin, they know what to do. They know otherwise. They know how to do it. I taught them how to do it. They take out the beggar, they take out the chutim, they make you make a kinyan, and give you a dollar if you want to also the bichir shibur aloch, the bichir shibur the kinyan kesef, and then they give it back.
And the store owner, how did he get the kinyan?
I said, he gets permission from them to sell. Then I'm asking the shleger. But before he sells it, it's not sold. He's a shliach of the Mishkan Atzeres to sell it. They give it, it's open. Well, master is a umdana that they let him to sell it to make a funeral. Right, but he's an agent. In our days, he's an agent. Oh, but only when he sells it.
If an artist happens.
What?
If an artist happens in the store person,
you don't have to pay.
Does he have to pay?
No. No, that's the way it works.
America,
he has to pay. It's different laws of insurance, but he could give it back?
No.
You can take it back, so it's not coming. It's chai b'achrayis. Okay, so I'm saying it. We really have to have, and I'm not a mumche in that, and I don't want to say that I'm a mumche. Although I'm just explaining that you have to know that a person could walk the whole day. Forget that he was not mechaber in the first half an hour that he said. If he's trying to mechaber, he doesn't have tzitzis. I don't know. Should I almost pass on my son's chutim tour? If you had such a tzitzis, yes. Now it's by night, you could be making. So by night, you could be making. My son, I have a son bar mitzvah, Chashim Bochar. I saw a tzitzis store. I took his tzitzis. There's a guy that sells chutim. I said, I just needed one. He has Mamish Mudor in one. Just one knaf, if you could change it for him. So he changed it for him. How much I owe you? I said, 1 second. My son doesn't have tzitzis now. It was chutim shulim. I didn't buy it yet before he put it on. I realized today my son is walking for a year, it's his psulim. I couldn't get a hold of him in yeshiva yet, I don't know what to do. So if he could be a loch, again, Kafa Chaim says that it's possible to go. Now when he can't get it, then he's going to have to what? Later, I told the guy, take the tzitzis, put a chutim on. And he put on the chutim, and then I made a kiyum yeshiva. But when he put it on, it's a chtaisu and I'm in a loch. Back in your name. We come back and we say we have is looking at them. We have machleik is looking at them. And tell the shulah if you can make a bracha. Again, if chutim shulim, you can make a bracha. The pashtus even lefidim looking at them. And you own beged, you're not yet. Mishabuah doesn't bring down the freedom of Gil Avram that then you can make a bracha and tali shaula that you're yet. This is even shechonot. It has to be lochem shaloy. It doesn't help. I want to be mash. Zog to Mishabuah. So Rabbi Kibayegi and the Chachayim hold that it doesn't help. So how the Shulchan Aruch says that if you borrow a talis from your friend, you could make a bracha. Zogt Mishnah Berurah, yesh machmir in taki not to make a bracha. Ve'yesh shesoyrim that is anan tzadi, when you borrow it from your friend, he has a das that is makir to you. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Sukkah speaks about it, that we can tchil etel ematonos le'achzir, ובסתום המהדים, כי כולם יוידים מהלוכה שצורך להכן זה דל בנימי. I don't know if you could say שכולם יוידים מהלוכה that when someone borrows a tzitzis, צורך להכן זה מחבר. Again, maybe I have to sleep. כולם יוידים מהלוכה? כולם יוידים מהלוכה that you have to borrow? Not only that. Lama Zogin, your friend takes it, he has a das to be koinah. Then when he gives it back to you, when you're going it exactly? When you're going it? He puts it back in his head. When you're going it? Shlomo, when you're going it? What?
Kaylee is going
out of mind of time.
So the Shiloh Caleb should go in the Bechotzer Acheres. So when he puts in the shul, so when you're going it, when you pick it up. So the Chaim Kanievsky, but there's a problem. When you pick it up at the beginning, it's laying on the table. So it's not a kinyan, right? You make the brochet, it was not yours yet. You're not Chaim yet. So you have to pick that back and pick it up. And only then you make the brochet. Because if you make the brochet in the middle, it's not nicht given deine. Nicht given an Chaim. How you can make the brochet? But because of the Mishnebuah, I want to go really to the next thing. The Mishnebuah says like this. Kol ze, I want to go back to the Mishnebuah again, Simin Yudalet. No, we'll go to Simin Yudalet. I'm saying the word Simin Yudalet. Yudalet.
Yudalet
is on page 155. Simon Yudalet is called in the Mishnah. And I really want the Misrakas in this thing, and I think this is where I really want to come to. Sivkot Yudalet, Mevor. ויש מחמירים וסויים שלא לבורך, אלא אם כנוסו לבפירוש מתאום הסלאף. אך רוב האחרונים מסכימים לפסק השולחונו, והטעם ועדי כדוח ישיר לו שיבורך. וכיוון שיהיה אפשר לבורך אלא אם כן תהיה שלו, הבי כאילו נוסו למתאום המנה סלאף. ולכתחילה בבד היריס אותו עם לבקש מהמשהו שהייתם למתאום הסלאף. ולא יליקו. כמו נאו הולידו משתבור את הגר הבית. ודווקא, אם שואל ממנו טליס המיוחד למצווה, אבל אם הוא בגד האוימד ללבישה, I'm stepping a line, וכן, אם שואל טליס לאליס לטויו, if he borrowed a טליס to have a leaf, או אליו הוא הרליף מהטבע. I'm sorry, I'm stopping a second. I'm just going back one thing that I forgot to mention. I don't want to go back to it later. Zok Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that if two brothers in the house, you know, the father, the good father, bought everyone talisim. Everyone puts it in the washing machine, and in the morning, the mother puts it back. Lav dafka. She says, the chulure is a talis sheulah. It belongs to your brother. You can't make a bracha. What? I can't hear. If the father didn't give it to the kids. But the father doesn't want to be sheulah by the kids. I hope so. So the umtane that he gives it to his kids. So now every kid bread. Well, so the best answer for a father is not to give it to the kids, not to give it by himself, to make shutzes for the family. But then the brothers can't fight, it's my talis, you have to remember. Write a name. Because the prophet today that told me that all of his life he made a bracha b'tum. Him and his brother, the twins, he's sitting here now. They were twins, and every day they mentioned someone else's. I said, right away, this is a big bullshit.
What about the shaft by Zayla that you know someone was going to give it to you and take it in advance?
Again, but you have to have a das to be koiner. The shaft is, yeah, people don't know to be koiner. They're just using talis to each other, it doesn't make a difference. But we'll go back to you. We'll have to, I want to go to the next chelik. This is the Chaim Kanievsky. We have this tshuva here in Das Noita in the back. We'll see later it's printed in the booklet. This tshuva from Chaim Kanievsky in the back in Das Noita. I'm sure you remember what tshuva, what page is that. I don't know myself. I'll tell you in a second.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Okay, we'll see later the tshuva with all of the hezbeirim.
Which one? 391 starts. Which title? You need it?
It's in page 396, you have the tshuva inside. You will see it later by the chodah, with a lot of mamma came. It's at the bottom of page 396.
What if you're on the phone?
Hold seven. But I want to go back to our Mishnah Berurah and Simin Yudalev, Sifkot Yudalev, because I want that, and this will be coming now, that, and all of this red is bringing us to the Shaila, and I want it's a new Shaila, and I want really to discuss it together with you and to come to the Achor, the Maise. Again,
you
know,
heard you a lot of the Palestinian modern taking
we'll get to that. The Mishnah Berurah says that to take someone else's power is not to make a brother.
But you're a lot of things.
If Zvi is mentioning, if you're already mentioning, I will bring it down. The Mishnah Berurah, we have it in Simin Yudalev, Sifkotun Yudgimel. Sifkotun Yudalev. It's from a page.
Yudalev?
Yeah. Yudalev, Sifkotun
Yudgimel.
156. What? 156, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotun Yudalev. That when you take someone else's talis, lechua, you cannot make a broch on it, because you can't say, Mistome has an umdana to give it to me, and he brings down for the Dar Chachayim, if you take someone else's talis without permission, not to make a broch. As I pass you from Fitzchayim, they call it Gdoyle Ador. Shukhanov says in Simin Yudalat Tzif Dalet, Muto Lidl Tatalis Tavere Velevore Cholot. Zogt der Chofetz Chaim, Sif Kot Yud Dalet, Ayin Ba Mogen Avron, is the famous Mogen Avron that says that you're allowed to. Zogt der Ayin Ba Dalet Chaim, She Kosav, De Yoysa Tov, She Yechadam, She Loi Lignois, Ve Loi Lekorot. And the famous question is, everyone asks all of the Lomdim, again, if you're Mechadam Lignois, you're Yoytze, but the Pashas you can't have a das to be makna to you. So the Mogen Avraham says, here it's a right to my shita, the tali shu'ula, you can make a bracha. So the Rechaim, no, he says, this is Shabbat Shulchan Aruch, don't have a das and don't make a bracha. So I mean the Shulchan Aruch, why? She nichel elehini, she lemev ad mitzvah ve mamayna. If you're not claiming it, you're not doing a mitzvah. So why are you allowed to take it? Why are you allowed to take it? Look at Mishnah Berurah himself. Sifkot Yud Gimel, on the same page. 156, Sifkot Yud Gimel. Why you allowed to take Talis Chabeiro, Shaloi Midai Toi, the Nichol Eleimish, the Lev of Mitzvah Memomoy. Sif Yudalet, we passed in that you're not allowed to Mevorech of Talis Chabeiro, so why you're not allowed to Mevorech, so the Meile, don't have a Das to be claimed if it's a Sofik if the Kinyan can work, Shaloi Midai Toi, and why is a Sofik if you make a Kinyan Shaloi Midai Toi, so the Rechaim, don't have a Das to be claimed and don't make a Prof. Fregen out of the Lomdim, so why are you allowed to? So why are you allowed to take it? Nizel in Yishu, what is the mitzvah? What? No, what mitzvah? Welche mitzvah? Michael Reish, I mean, he's Bayesh, and Michael Reish, and Michael Reish, and Michael Reish, and Welche mitzvah? No, it's not his, Tali Shehulo. I'm trying to mash, Tali Shehulo is Nishke mitzvah. The Fidel of Kibahegir says, I say the Esrik Shol in the first day.
Our
Taus
is getting the
mitzvah chesed. Yele macht chesed. Michael and Lebed mitzvah from Moine, the Pshad is the mitzvah of what? Kabel Atzit? The Chaim and Das Noito here, also printed in the back, says, because the Mishnah Berurah says in Simen Ches, if you cover the head, you have Yina Shomai. So I said, but you only can borrow it if you're the guy that's going doing that and he covers the head. Sometimes I see guys borrowing and they don't cover the head. That is not much to say. But I want to go back, just to go back to where we're holding the Mishnah Berurah. We'll go back later and see when you dalet. I want to get to this point which is not, I don't know why, it's a Maaseh Sotah, but we can't get to this Chiddush. I have to get to this Chiddush. Simen Yudalet Sifkot Yudal Chihon. Vedafno im Shoal Melotalis Amiyuchot Lemitzvah. Abo. Vechem im Shoal Talis Lalois Latoyo. It's 155. Vechem im Shoal Talis Lalois Latoyo Lavo Lifnei Atebo Leduchon She'en Lo Yolam Shum Akobo. En Nevohim Olam. She'ula Yoyotzoy Lo Lehashin Rak Lemalbu Shlechut. Ve'yesh Chodo.
And I want to start to read here from the with seven lines in the bottom of the Mishnah.
וכל זה בתלית של איש פרוטי, אבל בתלית של הכל, כאין שלנו, את טליס אפשור, המצוי של בית הכנסת, צורך לבורך עליו לכולי עלמא. אפילו כשלא אפשר רק לעבור לפני הטבע עולם הסלטויות, משום דטלי של כל עדיין תדעות מקובו ומתחילו, שכל מי שלא יבשר יסוי, שאי השלו יקמו בעשר. ואין מה שכסבתי לביאור לך. זאת המשכבור, if you take a talus to be the chazen, if you take the talus to duchum, if you take the talus for a halil, you have to make a duchum. Because it belongs to anyone. Shalkor. You have to make a bracha because it belongs to anyone. As the same Mishnah Brura and Simon Samech that we started today with him, that he said that if you run up to the Aliyah, Mishnah Brura and Simon Samech Sif Dalet, and where's the Mishnah Brura? Simon Samech Sif Dalet, Sif Dalet, and the Yom Dibur Amasif V'yesho Yim.
Eight members?
Yeah. What?
Eight members.
Eight.
You're paid
well, no, you don't have to pay
member
shul. Call it all.
400.
Look at page 400. Be walok to amasim be yeshayri. Four lines from the bottom. Ulefize. Im kuru la toilo velekeh talis talis ako lalas ladimo. Umisome eno mechad amosu levishos velekayim amitzvah. Vemeid oivu amitzvah sese. אם לא יש מחם על השם מצווה, ועוד יוכל לדורך גם כן. ואולי, שתיימו, שכיוון שאין רואי צל ליבו שסתה לסגן, לא אפשר את בני הכובד, אין זה לפי שהמחייבת. ואיצו הירוץ זאת כמו ששוסה בשר אפרי. The Bureau of Economics now, and he says by us also, I'm going back to page 155, it's in Yudalet, go back to page 155. He says that you have to make a brocha on the Tali Shel Kohol, but he sends you to the Biur Halacha. What he says in the Biur Halacha? That the Shari Ephraim said, maybe not to make a brocha. Why? Maybe B'shas de Aliyah, and B'shas you get Yudachazim, or B'shas Duchen, you're not Mechavim Lelevishe, you mechaber lekovet, and maybe it's not chayev. And the Biur Halacha here it's mashma yuchayev. And the Mishnah Brura here. And the Biur Halacha in Siman Samen it's mashma yuchayev. And the Biur Halacha here by us, that is in page 156, he brings down the Shari Ephraim that says maybe not. So what is the Eitzah? He says, don't take the talis akohol, take a talis from your friend. And talis shulah is potur mitzvah brocha. If you take the talis akol, you suffer chayav brocha. If you take the talis shulah, we learn now the talis shulah is potur. This is the Biur Halacha. I'll read a couple lines and page 156.
But the shul not be
marked. Well, I'm getting to the 1 second. I became a rabbi on this. I'm trying to make a takana this week in the shul, and I said I will discuss it with you. This is the reason. And a second. Look at the Biur Halacha on page 156, the big Biur Halacha. And I will take like 9 lines in the bottom. The Kondot Toil. The big Biur Halacha. He brings down the Shari Ephraim. 1 second, we have it?
Yes.
Yudalet.
What page for?
155.
Same thing.
Which one
do you want?
Yudalet, Sif Dalet.
Zitzal Birlocha. Okay, 387, printed twice. Everybody.
It's also 155 and 138.
And have a Shaila Locha, which one to do? So, 387.
He brings down the Shaila Ephraim and he says, Lekatchile to take a Tamis Shulu. My son, I'm a Kohen. So I told my son, when he goes to Duchen, never to take the one from the Tzivu, just to borrow from someone. A younger mitzvah is daily, yeah? So he needs a talis, so he goes to the most kosher guy. For sure it's kosher, yeah? So he goes and he takes off his talis. So the guy tells him, look how much talis the shul has.
What?
I told my son he's a bar mitzvah. So in yeshiva he has his own talis. Because for Shabbos, I told him, we don't use the talis from Tzivu. It's borrowed from someone. I can't explain to you now, just do what you do. No, so okay, he makes for tzitzis. He's not who has a kosher tzitzis. He goes to the most kosher guy. Had a hold in my chush David Chofa, and he peels off his talis. The guy tells him, look how much talis he by here. He says, my father told me we don't use the talis of tzitzit. The guy tells him, you didn't learn your halacha. You deserve that, you don't take the talis. The new halacha says to take a talis shul. Because the talis shul call, again, if you don't hold like this, it's not an eight. Because talis shul, you have the same shayla, you have to make a bracha or not. But we take talis from someone else, and the male, when we take a talis from someone else, as they said, the shayla, the birra locha. Now, the shayla is what we do in life. And other than that, the question is, Gantz Klal Yisrael have talis shel tzivu. So I came to my shul, this Shabbos, and I told him, I'm learning the Indian. I want to take away all the talisim from the tzivu, I will bring my own talisim, I will just make talis shulo, and it will be belong only to me, and I will let the oil to use it, and no one will be chayav the bracha. So they told me, you know, but Klal Yisrael never made like that. So I looked, I found the Shaarei Ephraim inside, I wanted to read the Loshon Shaarei Ephraim. The Shaarei Ephraim says the following Loshon. Ro'isi me'ozu me'oilu lo'ihoyo talis me'yuchot la'tzibu was never talisim in the shul. Nishakmu ha'doir ha'chadash. And they decided to buy talisim for the tzibu. And they thought they're doing chesed for the oilon, that they don't have to look for tzadikim. Velo yogu shal tziponum shal reshoim, the reshoim, and the tziponum shal reshoim, that's reshoim. I'm sorry. Shal tziponum, the nails of the reshoim, the nails of the reshoim, were not stamped. You think in the old days they could not do a talis shal tzibu? They didn't want to have a talis shel tzibu. So I think it started when Shtiblach came in, and afternoon was no talisim. The old days, everyone had a talis and shul. So you could borrow when you go over to the Amud. Or you could use your own one and make a bracha. Klal Yisrael started to become moving. So we made it. Aber sagt er, der richtige Sach is not to make a bracha and talis shel tzibu. And to make a talis shul. Reb Chaim told me that Avadi has to make a bracha on talis shel tzibu. Why people don't make a bracha? Because they don't know who made it. But if you know who made it, you know it's kosher. Avadi has to make a bracha.
We don't know who made it. So let's every talis that way.
But he doesn't. He's not worried about the
sharpness.
What?
He's not worried from the
sharpness. He says, you mechadam shem yitzvah, you will.
Right.
You're a bracha. So, I heard that in America, most of the choshev yeshivas, I made a research, all of the Rosh Hashivas buy the talisim, and it doesn't belong to the Yitzhak, it belongs to Rosh Hashiva, and it's shul. I'm sure it's not like that. The yeshivas
are. I'm not aware of that, but.
This was
that. Everybody is a shooter from the talisim.
Yeah, what's your tibur? Are you a member of... What's your tibur? Landau, you remember the Landau?
You're a member of the
nation. You are the... No, he's asking Landau. See, Rosh Hashanah, who is the member?
That's Peter Rubin.
What? And the people that come inside to visit, that's the shrine. The people that come... Although when I was a buffer, I think that Shem Zalman told me, I can't say it for sure, I told him I don't want to make. He said, when you get an aliyah and you come to a place and you don't have a talis shiulo, you give the talis to someone else to hold, and you misalik your chelek, and then you can, no problem.
One second.
I know they asked Reb Chaim, he said not to do it. I didn't ask Reb Chaim. I asked him Shem Zalman Oyerbach, and that is the thing he told. I can't say for sure, I'm saying it. I remember when all of the years, this is what we did. When we got our aliyah, we gave the talis tzibu to someone else, we were mistalik for my chelek, he was zoich for my chelek, and then I was misalik for our brother.
Shiva has to quote this, that's night to your stand.
I printed it. In the back here, they printed the Mesadim. He printed the Chaim Kanievsky Shuv that he asked him to do it, and he says, we don't do strange things. It's printed. I asked him to print it. I just want to say, one of the ages when you have little kids is talking not to be marketed in the Talis, to be a Talis Shulah.
But the Talis are now. We have a family,
it's
five children, five boys, they're all
got sisters
right now.
So the best thing is that everyone will give it to you, and
you'll
be
Zoyche,
you'll be Shutzlis.
They
can't
be marked in the bag. They don't have the
Ketanim.
You want the father to
have
the father?
No, the father will pick it up. I'm Zoyche.
The father will take it for the kids.
If the Ketanim and you gave it, it's tough. You have to buy a new Talaisi, and you go to a place that they will know how to do it. I'm not going to commission, I'm telling you. Right. If you have the Moshe, I want to explain. The Moshe, if you have Ketanim, it doesn't help.
And put the names on.
And you put the names on, or you leave it b'shutzus.
Or?
You leave it b'shutzus. I just want to finish with a Ge'oyne Shavuot of the Rafael Reichman. You will appreciate it's a real long the Shavuot to answer. The Pnei is asking so good. The Chachayim is asking so good. Magen Avraham is asking so good. How we can make a brocha at Tali Shul? I mean, it doesn't make sense. And it's two terutz. So again, the Fisher of the Fall Reichman. First I'll tell you the Lom Neshavot of the Fall Reichman, and then Rabbi Yaakov, and in one word, he shlugged over the whole shir. The answer is gosh. And the Fall Reichman said like this, we have a big mistake. What of Kibbe Eger came? There's a chai. The Lom Neshakash. An Esrik Shul, you can't make a brocha, right? So, Chutim Shul, it was an Esrik Shul. Wenn ich schon mal hier, bin ich heim, bin ich auch nicht mehr gut. Gut im Schuh, ich mache jetzt heim, Keseder ist nach Ria, und es darf ich ewig schon genommen, und das ist das Einzige, das denke, Tali Shehula, Tali Shehula ist nach Heim. He says different. He said, but in 30 days, you'll be heim to Tali Shehula. So the Rabban of Tali Shehula is heim in 30 days. That time didn't come yet. So like Noshi, in the first day of Sukkot, you could make the bracha now, midi Noshi. You hear the difference? I want to explain it. Till this second we understood Pshat in the Mogen Avraham, that you're not the choyev in Tali Shulo. But if you want, you could do it. And if you do it, you make kind of mitzvah zayin aysa. Ain't a mitzvah noisy. And then like I'm kimeheg, you're not the kind of mitzvah. The answer is that Kveger never meant that you make the mitzvah of the Rabbah. And the Rabbah never meant that you ain't a mitzvah of the and you make it. About it's like an Esrik show. But like in a mitzvah, like in Sukkot, even if you don't have to, you're allowed to. Tali Shehula, you only have to in 30 days. If you want, you could start. The difference is, the Fidei Avraham has developed, the Fidei Avraham, did he ever have a mitzvah that he has? The Fidei Avon of Rafael Reichman, I don't have a Fidei Reise. Klom? I'll say it one more time, because it's Negev. Again, everyone came with a kash. How you can make a brocha and a tali shulim with chutim shulim? It's like an esrik shul in the first day. This is what you make this kash. We could have that of its chayim, it's deuch and shulchanolchim, we just started to see chelik in them, tali shakol, everything is tali shul, and everything changes. He says, no. Magen Avraham never meant that he had the Yotz. The Heine, that the Eino Mitzvah Baris said, you can be Chayim the Mitzvah. Chas v'shol. The Pshad is different to the Magen Avraham. After 30 days, you Chayim in the Rabbanon? Yes. Till 30 days, you're not Chayim. But if you want, you can start. Like Sukkot, I'm not tired. But if I want, I can start. Now, if you're a Poshni Avone, I'm a kind of Mitzvah in the Reise, I'm a kind of Mitzvah in the Reise. Why I'm saying it? That if you're a Poshni Shad, I'm a kind of Mitzvah, I'm a kind of Mitzvah in the Reise. And if you're a Poshni Shad, I'm not a kind of Mitzvah in the Reise. And this is the kind of Mitzvah in the Rabbana. Because some people that were nervous, they heard the Shiurim and Chayles, I'm thinking about 10 years ago, and they didn't know what to do. I don't have Chayles. Some people are nervous, maybe it's a Mitzvah Esse, and you're mevat with the Mitzvah Esse. So Cain, I don't want to say, Choshev Esham et Chochem, but are you Luisha? And he asked the Olam to do like this, to mafkir the beggar misofak. And to say like this. I'm telling you, there's a group of people that do it till today. I'm not saying the name, Lumish. And they say like this. They do like this. They say like this. If it's no trailers, I'm not masking my beggar. And if it's trailers, I'm masking my beggar. Other Shaitan Morgan of Rome, but I could make a brother. Right? So as any mitzvah, you sell the item mitzvah. So what's the problem? As any mitzvah, I'm not good for the trailers. What I do is good. So I'm not, so I said like this, if there's no chelis in the world, so I'm okay. And if there's chelis, I don't want to be a bad person. So I'm able to live a life. I'm saying, why is that good? Pass it you to life.
That's a commitment.
That's a commitment. 50 grand Christ. So do that
commitment.
Why does it work? No, when I buy it. No, if you don't have a dash, you're not going there. This person was serious. He was really what happened. Some people are nervous and they put on the triggers. Yeah, I don't know what is worse. Yeah? Some people, the same nervous, he didn't want to put on the trailers, he wanted to have shidduchim, yeah? So he didn't put on the trailers. So what he did, he was masking the beggar. He said like this, if there's trailers in the belt, and I'm waiting for the Yisur, I'm masking the beggar. But, as even the Tzul of the Yisur, state him, I'm going to front, and I'm yaitzim. Because he learned Shad, that the Yevon of Yaitzim, the fear for El Reichman is a mistake. He would never have a mitzvah that he likes it. He thought that there's nothing to lose.
But no one
is saying
what?
What's
by
Hefter? Hefter is something, is a lot of guys that it helps. I think it's 4 Mekoymas and 5 Mekoymas. Mekoymas, I just want to finish one thing. Is the tshuva in Eben Yisrael from Yankee Fisher? I only found it later. This reason it's not printed. It's in 2 places. Chelek Ches Simen Aleph Be'alchove Eben Yisroel Al Rambam Perek Yud Aleph. And he says the answer to all of these questions is that the whole shaila is when a person has a tzitzis and he puts on chutin, even if it's shiulim, val klapi the biting, it's called talis mitzuyetzes. You for sure yaitzeh. This is the reason for sure it's not called the Yisroel Dalet Kanfas Beli Tzitzis. Maybe it's choylek, it's nishtokim rapide eger, it's nishtokim isu dalet kantas b'lei tzitzis, and you yoytzen all the cases with the reisen, you can make a brocha. Well, Rosh Hashiva is here, so we'll stop. Just remember to have the kavon of Hashem mitzvot tzitzis, and to mechaven and to buy the chutim before you put them inside the bag.
I have an answer for you. I have an answer, Rabbi.